Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
That's why, like, I walk away a week or so from trade deadline, and I still feel that this is a team that at least I would expect Brandon Bean to be active on the phones when it comes to a wide receiver addition, because I just think at some point that really trifecta, that third piece one-on-one's going to be huge, and I don't know what Palmer's long-term health prognosis is.
There's Dan Orlovsky from ESPN earlier on One Bills Live. Breaking news in the sports bar.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Spotted leaving Carolina in a walking boot, leaving the locker room, Bills locker room, in a walking boot.
Whoa,
out of Carolina.
Wait, who are we talking about? What player are we talking about?
Matt Parrino of the Syracuse Post Standard. Spotted in a walking boot. The diagnosis is a high ankle sprain. This is tricky. It's usually a 2 to 4 week injury. Not quite enough to put you on the IR for 4 weeks, Matt. But first and foremost, we want to check in on the status for Sunday, your game day status coming up, and the overall health of the player.
I'm off the injury report, guys. I played hurt on Sunday. So
wow.
People keep asking me that, but I just went on the road, you know, wrote a couple stories, did a podcast, appeared on local television. We're good. We're back. Now, I will say I probably pushed it a little bit too hard, because today I have not moved off the couch, and it has been, you know, it's been sore. So we're taking it as easy as possible today. But yeah, it was a freak accident. I came down off of a rebound playing pickup basketball last Wednesday. I play twice a week. Came down, heard a huge crack, thought it was broken. I think I've avoided that, or at least the initial x-ray did, but the way today's going, I might have to go get this thing re-x-rayed and see if maybe I haven't been walking around on a broken foot.
Well, if you start talking loopy, maybe we'll wrap this up a little bit. Are you taking anything to help ease the pain there, Matt?
No, just your traditional aspirin, ibuprofen, nothing too crazy.
And ice, of course, lots of ice.
We know. I cover foot, a lot of ice. Yeah. I'm doing some foot ice baths for it. And also, like, the thing is, I feel like I cover football. I gotta show a little toughness here.
We're a week away from the trade deadline, and, you know, break ties for us here, Matt, because I think we all think that the Bills should be active at the trade deadline. I'm kind of sitting here thinking, like, I don't know that they will be. Like, I don't know that the price of admission is going to be cheap enough for Brandon Bean to make an investment. What say you as we get ready here? We certainly know that there's some holes in the roster that we look at and think, oh, that makes a lot of sense. They need to go out and get somebody.
I mean, I think to me, with the Ed Oliver news, and I'm actually just hitting publish on a story right now. I wrote about that today after hearing from the coordinators yesterday. I think it's probably a two-pronged approach. I think you got to go out and get a defensive tackle. I know that they're going to get guys back, but to count on Sanders based on what we saw from him earlier this season, to me is problematic. And, you know, you have Ogunjobi, Walker. I think Phillips has been playing pretty well in the limited action he's had. And you think you get Daquan Jones back, and that's great. But even Daquan Jones, healthy, hasn't looked like the same player. So I think if you can go out there, you know, a couple of names that I think are really interesting and have cap numbers that aren't crazy are Harrison Phillips in New York. I know they just traded for him, but they're not going anywhere. And if they can add a day three pick, I think it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I initially put out a number or like a trade package of like a fourth and a sixth. I know he just went for 1 sixth, but it's an in-division trade. It's closer to the trade deadline. So the thought process there is you might have to pay a little bit more to go out and get somebody that can come in here and start alongside Deion Walker and Larry Ogunjobi, or however you want to split up those reps. And I think that that adds to the group and at least gives you a little bit more depth there and the ability to spin these guys a little bit more. And the other name out there is, you know, it's the second straight year I've been arguing for Calais Campbell. I mean, I'd give up whatever you need to do. The guy is, from a pass rushing perspective, at 39 years old, he comes with a $6 million cap hit. He is, I believe, 12th in interior linemen with 17 pressures on the season, quarterback pressures. That's more than any defensive tackle currently on the Bills. And so I think I like that approach to start. If they can go out and get somebody and it makes financial sense and you're not really affecting the cap too much with that move. And I think there's some levers that at play there. I mean, a cap expert would be better on this, but I think you could have the team pick up some of the salary to fit it in. You could send a player back. There's some options there. On the wide receiver side, you have to add somebody because it's not just about adding a number one wide receiver. Sure, the Olave and Brian Thomas Jr. ideas are fun, but to me it's more about adding to the depth of your room, because without Joshua Palmer this last game, everything looked so difficult. And, you know, it had Joe Brady spinning yesterday talking about all this, you know, the passing game. He said in the same 20-minute session that he has no concerns for the passing game and they didn't need the passing game to win. But at the same time, he also said that, quote, when you look at the last few weeks, I wouldn't say it's been hard, but in the situations that we're in, we're not helping ourselves get out of this, some of these situations. And also said they have to be better in the passing game. And I think the easiest path to getting better there is adding somebody like a Rashid Shaheed that can maybe stretch the field a little bit. You know, I haven't been a huge idea of the Jacoby Myers idea. I think the money is complicated, but you have to get creative with how you're going to add another guy to this room. And I think Brandon Bean, it's going to be a busy week here coming up for him.
Yeah, we're talking about Matt Perino, Syracuse Post Standard Shout Podcast. Give us your sense of where Terrell Bernard is at. Yes, he dressed. It was Andreessen out there. Explain that whole situation here to us, Matt.
It's murky. I gotta be honest. It's you know, to see him on the sideline with a cap, it makes sense what Sean McDermott said. When you have an injured player that's questionable for the game, limited in practice all week, you know, I get the idea of holding him back with the Chiefs on deck, right? But it feels like even before the injury ever entered the equation, that what we've seen at times from Shaq Thompson and Dorian Williams was better than what we've seen out of Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano. So I don't know. Like, the, let me ask you guys, the Taylor Rapp knee injury, it also has this kind of layer of intrigue because he was about the worst Bills defensive player for weeks. And obviously he had this knee injury and he tried to play through it and it didn't look right. And I will say, like, I was surprised at how poorly Taylor Rapp was playing because he was better than that last year when healthy. So there's, I get that. But at the same time, it does feel like maybe it was something that, and you know, you don't, I don't want to put it like this because I'm sure that they just made the decision to sit him down because the knee injury was hampering him and, you know, want to get that thing healthy. But it also looked so much different with him not out there. So you wonder if sometimes when guys are banged up to make the kind of switch that they're making, these questions tend to pop up, whether it's, you know, a lot of people are wondering is, was Bernard kind of like soft benched, right? Is that the term that's going around a little bit on social media? I don't know. We'll see this weekend. Like, if he was questionable for the game and he practiced every day last week, even though he was limited, and he somehow doesn't start again this week, that question, those questions are only going to intensify.
So how much do you take from the defensive performance when you saw Maxwell Hairston for the first time and you saw Hoyt and Ogunjobi make their debut for the Bills, and all of them having effective performances, albeit against a really, really bad quarterback in Andy Dalton and in an offense that just couldn't get anything going. What is your takeaway from that performance on Sunday?
I absolutely love what you just said, because hasn't that been what everybody's been saying for the last 2 days? Bad Andy Dalton. That's not what everybody was saying going into that game.
I was saying it.
And I feel, okay, fair. I'm glad somebody was, because the narrative that I heard out there, especially nationally, was like the Bills are in more trouble because Andy Dalton was playing and not Bryce Young. And I think it's so easy to move off of these narratives week to week. Of course, we should have all known this was going to happen. Like Ryan and I said on our podcast a couple days ago, the Panthers have beaten up on a lot of bad teams, but they did come in as a really good run defense and a really good run offense, and the Bills bested them in both ways. What I think happened on Sunday, and we'll see if it's sustainable, and maybe it won't be, not having Oliver now for what looks like the entire regular season, maybe the entire playoffs, we'll see. That's a huge blow. But what I talked about the last couple of weeks with the return of Michael Hoyt was more so than, of course, he had this explosive stat line. He had five pressures. Like, he looked the part, right? But it's what he does for everybody else there. I thought it was such a complete picture of what why they made him a priority in free agency, even while knowing he was going to be out for the 6 weeks, because of what he could do to completely change the complexion of their defense. That was the best AJ Epenesa, having a good year, the best he's looked all season. Greg Rousseau, a pressure machine in that game, causing chaos. Joey Bosa getting in the mix. The defensive linemen, even after Ed Oliver went out, like, Jordan Phillips had a sack. Yeah. Deion Walker had a half a sack. Like, it's the impact of what you can do with him and, like, the cerebral nature of his game. I wrote about that a little bit as well, that, like, yeah, I think there's a lot to take from that. Like, nobody's been beating them up like that in their house as well. I talked to a beat reporter from Carolina before the game. And, you know, a lot of times the beat reporters are a great barometer for the truth because they're so close to the team. And he said, I think this is going to be a really close game. Like, I think that the Bills will win like 27-24. But if you want to sell me on a 3-point Panthers, and then they just got their doors blown off. And that's because I think the Bills are that much better of a team. And, you know, there's a little bit in what Joe Brady said yesterday about the passing game that I agree with, that I don't think that they needed it. I will kind of push back a little bit and say that it looks hard, and it looks like they're missing real top-end talent there. And Keon Coleman hasn't, you know, taken that jump that everybody, including myself, thought was possible. And so I asked him about Keon Coleman too. And, you know, his thing, he put it on himself. Like, I got to do a better job of getting him into the game, getting him going, getting him more production. And I agree with that to a degree, right? Like, it's got to be about the offensive coordinator scheming guys open, giving them the kind of plays that their skill set entails. And my pushback too there would be like, well, why aren't we seeing the creativity in terms of moving him around like we had kind of talked about going into the season? That's got to be one of the areas where, and maybe they're saving it. You know, that there's potential there. Like, this first part of their schedule was always going to be the easy part, because you got the Chiefs in the starting the second half. You got the Tampa Bay Bucks, who are 6-2. Houston on the road is going to be tough because of that defense. And then you got the Eagles. There's some tough games still to come for the Bills. So if they're saving some of the stuff, I kind of get it. It's just like you dropped the ball a little bit in that Falcons game, because that team doesn't look any bit as good as they looked against the Bills that night. They probably wish that they would have gotten Hoyt back for that game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Yeah, well, I mean, was it the personnel or was it, dare I say, play calling? That's the other issue, Matt. Sean McDermott, are you, is he now your defensive coordinator? He's not going to come out and say so, but certainly it looked like he was calling the plays there on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, for all intents and purposes, and, you know, I asked several questions to Bobby and to Sean about it, you know, yesterday following up after the game, and it's something that, it felt like in Bobby's answer that because this is Sean's defense, it's always kind of felt like this. And maybe this was the setup with Leslie too. I mean, we remember during that tenure a couple of times where, you know, he had taken play calling duties away. And I wonder if it just gets to a point where, you know, Bobby can run the day-to-day, the operation, you know, Sean could help put in the game plan. And then on game day, like if people are going to call it Sean McDermott's defense, right, and he's going to get the blame or the credit for it, you better believe he's going to want to make sure that his fingerprint is on the games, especially when you go through this first part of the season and things weren't going well. To get things right, I think it makes sense for him because that's what he does well, is to, you know, that's the only way that they're going to win a Super Bowl, is if this defense can play at an average or above level and you can get this offense back to how it was playing last season. And I will say, through seven games, the plan on their defensive line looks to have worked. If they can keep this group that's now without Ed Oliver, which hurts, healthy, and you can get TJ Sanders back, and he can kind of be that third down pass rusher that Bean drafted him to be, now that you have Hoyt and Okunjobi and some of these other pieces, and maybe they add more, we'll see. But to me, this was the vision, and this gives them the best chance to potentially get over the hump.
Matt, with Kansas City coming in, we know that every mistake is amplified and you have to really be on your details, not to use a McDermott cliche on you, but it feels like if they're able to do on the ground a lot of what they did against Carolina, that could be a path to success. We haven't seen Josh play really hero ball since week one, and man, I hope we don't have to see that again coming up here in week nine against Kansas City.
I think everything's on the table against the Chiefs. Like, this could be any kind of game. This could be a low-scoring game, like, where both teams, like, we saw how this first half played out last night against the Commanders, where, you know, Patrick Mahomes had a couple of turnovers on the road with the Bills all of a sudden feeling like their old selves, being able to get a couple turnovers. Like, that could be the case. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a little bit more Jordan Hancock in this game, especially because I think that they're really going to want to defend more than anything else this passing attack, because with Rice, Worthy, Brown, and Smith-Schuster, and even Thornton to a degree, obviously Kelce and those tight ends, there's so many weapons at his disposal. Kareem Hunt in the red zone is an absolute assassin, more so in the passing game, but he's a bruising running back too. So, you know, this game can go any type of way to be, it really, depending on any moves that they make, but even if they were to trade for a wide receiver, we saw Amari Cooper coming off the streets and have a little bit of an impact early on. Like, if you trade for a receiver this week, like, how quickly do they get up to speed? Do they play him? How many snaps does he play? To me, you want to try to get Josh Palmer back for this game. I think that that would mean a lot for what they can do offensively. But, yeah, they're going to force the Chiefs to try to stop the run game. And coming off of that performance, it's almost like they – I wouldn't be surprised, too, if they maybe throw in some more jumbo. Like, they have that in their back pocket. Like, I'd like to see them run jumbo with Knox and Paws on the field with Anderson. Like, that's not something that they've really done yet. That's something that I think could be maybe a wrinkle that can, you know, out-physical this front. Because they're a really physical front, especially at the second level with Bolton and those linebackers.
Matt Perino, Syracuse Post-Standard Shout Podcast. Tell everybody when the next podcast drops here and what we can go read leading up to this game.
Yeah, I just posted a story. You can go over to Syracuse.com right now. Everything from yesterday, my thoughts on the Ed Oliver situation and, you know, kind of viewing things moving forward here. Some trade stuff in the story, too. Some thoughts on that at receiver and D-tackle. And then we have a Shout podcast tonight with our guys over from Channel 4 that'll drop. We'll have a staple show. And then Wingnuts, 1402 Millersport Highway, if you're coming in for the game, we'll be live there on Saturday night at 7 p.m.
All right, keep that ankle elevated. Keep icing it. We need you healthy. We need you ready to go for this weekend, buddy. Appreciate the time, as always. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, boys. Take care.
You got it. There is Matt Perino. Covering the Bills for the Syracuse Post. Standard readers work at Syracuse.com. Don't forget to check out the Shout podcast.
Yeah, I see. Are you convinced now the Bills are going to do something?
No.
No.
No. No, I'm not. I'm really not. If they do something, I prefer what they're talking about, what Perino was talking about, go defensive tackle. Calais Campbell, I would welcome. I would be like, yeah, that move makes sense. That's a guy that will probably retire. This is his last chance to be with a winner. But I just know that guy doesn't want to play in Buffalo.
That's not the move, though. All right, would you sign up for Harrison Phillips coming back?
No. No. Great guy. Love him. Great guy. Everybody loves Horrible Harry. Great guy. But what? Got traded from Minnesota. It's part of a bad Jets team. He knows the defense. He's a familiar name.
You could give up. It's a pick swap, Danger.
It's not. It's a division opponent. You don't think they're going to try and rake the Bills?
No, I think that the Jets at this
point. And they just traded for him. They just traded for him. I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening. Campbell would be great. I don't see it happening. I just don't see it happening. So if those are the two guys that we're zeroing in on, I don't think either of them are actually viable.
See, the Olave Shaheed, okay, if they switch to the kid quarterback, I don't see that happening either.
No. It's tough, and we've got a week to try and figure it out, see if we're like the meme where the stick figure is poking at the dead body with the stick saying, do something, Brandon, do something. I don't know that he's going to, but we'll continue to monitor it. And really quick, because we didn't get a chance to ask Perino about this, and I know from what I saw online, and what I saw online was from a lot of Panther fans that were absolutely disgusted at how many Bills fans were there. Not disgusted with the Bills fans that were in attendance, actually like respecting the Bills fans that were in attendance, because like, you're better fans. You travel better than anybody. Our fans suck. All these PSL owners gave up all their tickets to Bills fans just to make a buck. And like, as I'm hearing Panther fans say that, I'm thinking to myself, oh, it sounds like an awful lot like the Sabres. But the point is that this is a team that travels well. We know that. But it's also a team that going into this week, I think a lot of fans are thinking, it doesn't matter. It's Kansas City. Who cares? If we beat them, it's a zero. We just need to beat them in January. I think you need this game. You need this game. And can you beat them twice in a year? I know it's a lot of people saying, you can't beat them twice in a year. You're going to need to beat them twice in a year if you're going to go to the Super Bowl.
I kind of agree with Tasker today. Who's to say that you're actually going to face Kansas City in the playoffs? We're just making this grand assumption
sure. That
you're going to be there.
Well, that's
if follow me in this. If you beat Kansas City, right, their odds to win the division actually go down, and your odds go up. So you want to put Kansas City on the road. You don't want to be on the road. You think Kansas City wants to be like a six, having to head to, checks notes, probably Denver? I mean, it would be much better for Buffalo to beat a two. I think, are we ready to kind of let go of the one seed? I'm not there yet.
I'm not. I am not ready, because I don't know with Indianapolis and their schedule, I don't know that what we're seeing. Jonathan Taylor is real. He is real. That defense is pretty good. Lou Anarumo has gotten the defense to a Super Bowl in the past. We know what that guy's about. But I'm still waiting for the clock to strike midnight on that one. I'm waiting for Indy to turn into a pumpkin. I'm not 100% confident. I want to believe for the sake of Colts fans everywhere. I want to believe for you because you've been through a lot. But I'm not quite there yet. I want to see a little bit more. So I'm not giving up on the one seed if you're the Bills. Two losses at this stage, and you've got a tiebreaker on Baltimore. You have a potential tiebreaker if you beat Kansas City. You've got a game against Pittsburgh coming up. There's a lot of opportunity there, but I think a lot of that opportunity becomes meaningless if you can't beat Kansas City on Sunday. Be Kansas City on Sunday. It matters. It does matter. Don't put all your eggs in January.
It matters, but Nick Wright and all those will have it wrong. Nobody's taking a victory lap here. Be like, okay, good. Good, we're back in this thing. That should be the attitude, right?
Yeah. Mike Leone, Rochester Americans head coach, stopping by the sports bar next hour. We'll also talk some fantasy football with Michael F. Florio from NFL Network before 5 o'clock in happy hour. But next, Gene's favorite segment of the week.
It used to be.
Survivor football.
I'm happy for you. I really am.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you.
We are in week 9. We are still alive. If you've been following our advice, I say our, Gino, because, you know, you're a part of this. We're a team.
I saw Brittany Gordon last night out at the trivia night. You know, the Gordon family?
Of course.
Who's danger taking? I'm like, you stole my identity.
Well, Brittany, don't worry. Your survivor football expert in the sports bar, Mike Danger, me, we'll be giving our week 9 pick, and you will advance to week 10 with comfort, ease, and confidence. That's on the way next in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan.
You're listening to the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.